And I tiptoed across the floor. Evening all.
Songs on my own, and then I'm gonna introduce a friend of mine. The song was sent to me on a CD by a mate in California whose hobby is making compilation tapes of songs he thinks I should record. It's a really good hobby, actually.
There you go.
And he's really often right. Thank you.
just a beautiful light. And your mother's dark eyes are blue. I stood down on a tarmac. I was just a kid. Me and sat on the stand in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as it passed with a red, white, and blue. 1 minute, you're right there. Then something sleeps.
Bruce Springsteen wrote that.
Right.
Doesn't do any of mine.
Hey, mate.
I don't know, I'll give him time. This is one of mine. I wrote this about my dad. My dad was born in 1899. And fought in both world wars. He didn't marry until he was 52 years of age. He had me when he was 54, which is a bit of a shock, I think. I'm not sure he knows how it happened to this day. I'm 58 now and I've got a little girl who's 6 and a half, who was born 106 years after her grandfather. I think that's good generational separation. Of course, the audiences would be a lot smaller than this if everybody did that. Well, you were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the heart. You would rather be riding your Norton. Going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. When your grammar school days were over, it was 1917 and you did the right and proper thing. You were just 18, you were never mentioned in dispatches. You never mentioned what you did or saw. You were just another keen young man in the mud and stink of war. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office. Not hard enough for the heart. You'd rather be singing the Pirate King or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money. Couldn't even hold a job. And you came home from the Great War with the pips of a captain's rank and a German officer's Luger and no money in the bank. Your family sent you down in the coal mine to learn to be captain there. But you didn't stand it very long, or you needed the light in the air. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job. Not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the heart. You'd
rather be watching the fullness fly, or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job. When the Second War came along, you knew what should be done. You would re-enlist to teach young men the booby trap and the gun. And they sent you home to Yorkshire with a crew and a Lewis gun, so you could save your seaside town from the bombers of the Hun. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job, not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the hard. You'd rather be finding the nightjar's nest or fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job. When my mother came to your door with a baby in her arms and her big hurt boy just 9 years old trying to keep her from harm, if you had been a practical man, then you would have been forewarned. You would have seen that it never would work, and I would have never been born. So we moved here looking for a job. You were storming at the power station just before I came along. Nobody talked about how you quit, but I know that's what you did. My mother said you were a selfish man. Who was your selfish kid? You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job, not steady enough for the office, not hard enough for the heart. And your Norton, it was soon gone, along with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job. You showed me high right in the hedgerow, speed well and traveler's joy. You showed me how to use my eyes when I was just a boy, and you taught me how to love a song, and all you knew of nature's ways. These are the greatest gifts I've ever known, and I use them every day. You were never any good with money, couldn't even hold a job, not steady enough for the office, maybe not hard enough. You'd rather be riding in Norton, they're going fishing with your split cane rod. You were never any good with money, you couldn't even hold a job.
Thank you very much indeed. I made a new record which came out at the end of last year. It's called Purpose and Grace. And while it was kind of in process, I was talking to the man who ran Topic Records, Tony Engel, and I said, "So, Tony, I'm going to make a new record." He said, "Good." Said, "You should do something different." I said, "Oh, all right. What do you do? Something different, you know." So I went to Kit, my wife Kit, and I said, "Kit, Tony Engel says I should do something different for this next record. What should I do?" She said, "Invite all your friends to come and sing on it as well as play." And I went, "Damn, that's a good idea, isn't it?" So the first two people that I put on that list, who I wanted to be on the record with me, they're here tonight. They're here because since as long as I can really count myself as being a proper musician, these people have been just massively important to me. So here's the first one. I think you probably know who he is, actually. Dick Gochen, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, how's it going?
Dick gave me the words to this at a place called the Mason's Arms on Strawberry Bank in Cartmel Fell in the Lake District in about 1972.
Couldn't have been me alone. Neither are you.
Well, there is that.
You didn't remember.
And that might have had something to do with it too.
Thank you.
you. This next song I have not sung in about 35 years. And it's his idea. We haven't actually done it together. But it's a traditional Irish song. And it's a song about Napoleon Bonaparte. And in Ireland at that time, Napoleon Bonaparte was not seen as being exactly the worst of possible disasters. And there was a great deal of affection, I think, based on the principle of my enemy's enemy is my friend. And Napoleon was certainly that. So there are a whole rake of songs in Ireland about Napoleon. But this is one of them, and I used to sing this.
We're both like a challenge.
Play half of it.
I have roamed through the
wild Abyssinia, and could yet find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire at the Isle of St. Helena. But soft whispers disdain. Come tell me, ye critics, come tell me in time what nations I must move my Greenland to find. Was he slain at Waterloo? Are on the Rhine. No, he's dead in St. Helena's
Now, BBC4 did a TV special about Dick, and Dick said, you want to come and play on this thing? And I said, it'd be fantastic. And then I didn't hear anything about it for, I think, for about 5 months. And then there was a call from the producer saying, so we want you to be there at 11. I said, where at 11? He said, at Bush House to rehearse for the Dick Gochan TV special. And by which time I got a tour. And I had one day off, and it was the day of the TV special. So I said, fantastic, what are we doing? Well, he hasn't told us. I said, well, can you get him to tell me? No, I don't think we can, actually. So I turned up at 11 o'clock, and Mary McMaster was there, and Mike McGoldrick, and him. And he said, right, here we go then. And we kind of ran through a set, didn't we? And it was a... It was exciting.
What's the script on?
This one.
So the example of how a song can hold its relevance outside its original time and place, which is the hallmark of a great song. Originally written by the very wonderful Pete Seeger. And it was originally written about Vietnam and about Lyndon Johnson. But Pete, when he wrote it, he very cleverly wrote it as allegory and didn't mention either Vietnam or Lyndon Johnson. So it's one of these songs that is infinitely portable. And I suppose it's as close as you get to the sound of sheep following headless chickens. I was part of a group of them. We were on magnificent Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain said, we've got to park the river. That's where it all began. We were knee deep in the big muddy.
the damn fool kept yelling to push on. I got unsure, this is the way back to base. Sergeant, I once crossed this river on the mail of this piece. It'll be a little soggy, but we'll keep on slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big money, and the damn fool kept yelling to push on. Now, Captain, sir, with all this gear, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous nilly. The captain said to him, all we need is a little determination. Follow me, I'll lead on. We were knit deep in the big muddy, and the damn fool kept yelling for Jean. Was a gurgling cry, and a second later the captain's helmet was all that flooded by. The sergeant said, turn around me, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy, but the captain dead gone. We stood the night and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know the water was deeper than the place where he'd once been. But another stream had joined the muddy a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to get out of the big muddy when the damn fool kept yelling for Jean. Conclusions. I'll leave that to yourself. Maybe you're still walking, maybe you're still talking, maybe you've still got your hair off. But every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back on. We're knit deep in the big muddy, and the damn fools keep yelling to push on. Knit deep in the big muddy, and the fools keep yelling to push on. Waste heap in the big muddy, and the damn fools keep yelling for Jean. Waste heap, neck deep, we'll be drowning before too long. We're knee deep in the big muddy, the damn fools keep yelling for Jean.
Mean slide that Martin Simpson.
It's a scary experience that. Riding a horse without saddle. Sometimes songs are like that one. They cross time very beautifully, and this one I didn't tell Dick about this song before he arrived in the studio. I'd already decided that the record was going to be called after a quote from the man who wrote the lyrics for this song. And I said, I've got this idea for a song that I think we should record. And I said, I think you should sing the second part of it, and I should sing the first part of it. And he said, ah, they don't write songs like that anymore. I mean, for instance, look at Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And I went, I wonder, how did you know that? Because that was the song. It spooked me a little bit. So, Dick's going to sing this one and then he'll be back later on. Russell's had a very specific subject. It was written after Abba Van. If there's anybody very young in the audience, which I hope to God there is. But heads you bet. Abervan is a little town in South Wales, where a coal mining town. And like so many such places, it was designed with industry and not people in mind. And as they dug the spoil out of the pit, they piled it in a mountain above the town. And one morning there was a heavy rain, and the mountain was built on top of a spring, and the mountain slipped, and slid down the hillside and buried the village school with all the children of the village and the teachers, and they all died. And as if that wasn't bad enough, I discovered from talking to a couple of people who worked around Abba Van in the aftermath, people were compensated, as if you can compensate anybody for an event like that. And the compensation money was given to Barclays Bank, and they invested it badly and it was lost. Is that familiar at all? This from my father-in-law, Roy Bailey, who sings the piss out of it.
Daughter, and once
words spoken, invisible fingers will mold palaces of gold.
I was approached by a heavy-duty rock and roll business manager who is now dead. Sorry, can't help it, it makes me laugh. And he was very heavy-duty indeed. He said, "I'm going to make you a star." One of the first things he did to contribute to my becoming a star was buy me a big pile of cocaine. Which actually doesn't help, you know. And it was all going along. And then I got a call from the next person who was coming on the stage to say, would I go on the road with her and play guitar for her? So I went to my music business manager and said, I'm going on the road with June Tabor. And he went, "You fucking know." And I said, "Well, why is that?" He said, "Because you're going to be a fucking star." And I said, "Well, I'm fucking not." And I went off and I played with June Tabor. And it's one of the best things I ever did in my entire life. Would you please welcome June Tabor to the stage? Thank you.
time has come to travel, but the road is filled with fear. This is a strange affair. My youth is all wasted, I'm bent and weary. All my companions take on away. Who will provide for me against my dying day? Took my own provisions, but they fooled me and wasted away. Oh, where am I? Where are the dreams I dreamed, the days of my youth? They took me to illusion when they promised me the truth. And what to sleep was new to make them a lesson. Why don't they need more proof? This is a strange. Cooling towers of the power stations, and sometimes they think about great gusts of vapour coming out. And it's not surprising that quite a few children believe, and that's where clouds come from. And why shouldn't they? It's a myth of our own time. Bill Caddick took that idea and wrote this song for his dad. It's called The Cloud Factory. come home, breathe and dream each day. My mother took his cloudy clothes to wash the smell of dreams away. She'd scorn and say, you and your dreams are just for kids or fools like you. But father, he just wink his eye, smile and say, are you sure that's true? My mother thought it fanciful, she used to chide and wonder why. But me, I thought him wonderful, I'd do anything just to see him smile. I used to hear him singing along, so he told with me to this day. You have to hold on to your dreams, or else they simply slip away. My father taught me how to sing, he sang the dreams are in. Can't be bought and can't be sold, more than silver, more than gold. As he watched his last cloud rolling by. Back home she opened windows wide, like the dreams flew strand by strand, till all but one had flown away. I caught and kept it in my hand. My mother doesn't do much later, no more clouds to clean away. And since they closed the factory down, no dreams seem to drift this way. I caught her sitting alone and still. First I thought her fast asleep, but father's coat was in her. Dreams lay deep. She said he taught me how to sing, to sing. The dreams are everything. Can't be bought and can't be sold. More than silver, more than gold. Sometimes I walk by the disused factory, gaze into the empty sky. And if I let my fancy lead me, a dream or two comes drifting by. I'll teach my children how to sing the dreams are everything. God, silver, more than gold. My father taught me how to sing the dreams are everything. Can't be bought and can't be sold, more than silver, more than gold.
Cut it.
makes the crowd laugh.
Played a gig in Ipswich in about 1975, and Ipswich Folk Club at that time was a little man. He used to come and sing. His name was Percy Webb, and he was a traditional Suffolk singer who sang the traditional Suffolk repertoire, which included a roaring version of Wheel Your Perambulator. And I recently went back to Suffolk, really for the first time, and I sang and played at a traditional session. And there was a man there who had just won the Percy Webb Prize for traditional singing, which I thought was very good. And I talked to him about Percy, and he said, "Well, what you probably don't know about Percy," he said, "is that Percy had a son, rather unusually, called Valentine." I said, "Oh, really? He was a very interesting boy, was old Valentine." I thought, "I bet he was an interesting boy called Valentine Webb growing up in the 1950s in Ipswich." But I learned this song from Percy Webb, and June learned it from Eli Sterry, I think. He was a gypsy, was he not?
Yes, he was. It's all about how having a good time and drinking and smoking and larking about with persons of the opposite sex is not good for you. Eli Sterry was 91 when they collected this song from him. And he obviously had no intention of stopping even then. Having a good time. So, here's to Eli and Percy. And all those who sang and drank at the ship at Blackshall. As daughter. Once I loved Thomas and then I loved John, and I loved William, he's a clever young man, with his white coat and stockings and his little shoes, and he wears a blue jacket wherever he goes. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief and remembrance of me. Surrounded with orange Lush Company, Lush Company men boys, but so many more. If it had been for Lush Company, I'd never been so bold. Oh, it's fiddling and dancing, they were all my delight. And keeping Lush Company, it is ruin me quite. It is a lonely quiet with boys, like a great many more. If I'd had another called Lush Company, I'd never have been so bold. So let's tie a yellow handkerchief in the remembrance of me. Where it's a magic mellow in Lush Company, Lush Company memories, like so many. If it hadn't have been for Lush Company, I'd never have been so bold. Oh, it's once I had a colour of as red as the rose. Now I'm as pale as the lily that grows. Like a flower in the garden, all the colour's gone. Don't you see what I am come to by such a one. So it's tie a yellow handkerchief in remembrance of me. Wear it to Lanterneck with all in Lush Company. Lush Company memories, like so many more. If it hadn't have been for Lush Company, I'd never have been so bold. you can't melt my love for you. It's like a sinking ship. My heart is on that ship out in the mid-ocean, and it's only love, it's only love, it can wreck a human being to the inside out. It can wreck human being turned inside out. You say that death is a tragedy. It comes once and that's over. But I can't help but wish for that deep dark abyss. What's the use of living to love her? And it's only love, and it's only love that can wreck a human being turned inside out. That can wreck a human being turned inside out. Harm is done. No love can be won. I know it happens frequently. But what I can't understand, oh please God hold my hand, is why it should have happened to me. And it's only love, and it's only can wreck a human being inside out. Can wreck a human being inside out.
Sometimes
people ask me why I choose to sing a particular song. There are all sorts of reasons. Sometimes because it makes me laugh, it makes me cry, it makes me think. Perhaps strong visual image, great storytelling. It can be all those reasons, and possibly even none of them. But the best songs, to me, unroll in my head like film, as though I have my own private cinema that shows me the film as I see the song. And I hope you get some of that too. They don't come much more cinematographic than this one. Just think Ingmar Bergman, only most of the way there. On summer's morn, saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in a field of corn. His coat was black and his head was bare, and the wind flung it up, the crows took into the air. Ah, but you lay me down and hold me. Ah, but you lay me down and hold me if you could. But you're only a bag of rags in an overall. But the wind sways and the crows fly away, the corn grows tall. Winter's day, saw an old man hanging from a pole in a field of clay. His coat was torn and his head was bare, till the wind flung it up to look round his neck and let it go. How could you lay me down and hold me? How could you lay me down and hold me now? You hold me a bag of bones in an overall. But the wind blows and the kids throw stones, the thing on the pole. one fine spring day. So 12 jolly dons decked out in the blue and the gold so gay. And to a stick, they tied a child newborn. The bells were rung and the songs were sung and they sold their corn. Now you can lay me down the road. Now you can lay me down and love me if you will. Are you only a bad man in an old room? But the wind blew, the sun shone too, the corn grew tall. Fire walked on one summer's morn. Saw a scarecrow tied to a field of corn.
Jim Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. To the back, Jim Taylor.
Welcome back to the stage, Dick Gochman.
Morgan.
Every time I come in here, I think it's awfully posh.
Do you two sets of music to finish the evening off, and this is the first one. Years ago, June and I used to do a set of material from the American Civil War, because the American Civil War happens to have some of the best tunes ever written, apart from anything else, most of which come from the Confederacy. And we're gonna...
The South had the best tunes.
Yeah, the South had the best. You might say the Devil has the best tunes too, you know. I believe Dick has a friend here in the audience this evening who is a historian of the American Civil War, and he said, Dick said that he learned a lot from this man, one of which was not to love the Confederacy anymore, but to dislike the Union almost as much. Is that about right, Dick, do you think?
Pretty close. And you had a great breakfast while we were discussing it. A good southern breakfast.
We were talking about this song earlier. Talking about the fact that the language in this song is as beautiful as the language in Irish songs, and we're going to do it, and then we're going to do something else, and then we'll see what happens after.
I knew the words about 2 minutes ago.
Concentrate,
The years creep slowly by. Snow's on the ground again. Sun's low down the sky. The frost gleams where the flowers have been. But the heart beats on as warm. That's when summer days were high. But the sun can never dip so low. They beat down affection's cloud sky. We loved each other then. Much more than we ever dared to tell. And all it might have been blurry. Had but our loving prospered well. The long dark road has come between us. We champ in a coat of arms. Can only cry lost years, sleep on. Sleep on our heat, life's pelt and storms. Matters little now, Lorena, for life is short and soon to pass. My head will soon lie low, Lorena. Life's tide is ebbing now so fast. Still the battle rages on. Death will curse this troubled ground. It's dust to dust beneath the sod. But up there we're glory bound. Dust to dust beneath the sod. But up there we're glory bound. Virgil Keane is the name, a said on the downhill chain. The Stoneman's cavalry came and dug up the tides again. In the winter 65, we were hungry, more dead than alive. I remember the night Richmond fell, it was a night I remember. So well, the night they broke old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they broke Dixie down, and all the people were saying, "No, and now." Tennessee, and one day she said to me, "Hey Virgil, come here quick, there goes Robert E. Lee." Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't mind if the money's no good. You take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. And I go, old Dixie down, sing it, and all the best will be. And I go, old Dixie down, and all the people were saying they went. My father before me, I will work the land. Like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. But he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid in his grave. I swear by the sword along my feet, you can't freeze a king back up when he's in defeat. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. They went.
Together for the gentleman on the sound desk at the back of the monitor desk and the lights. You're doing a great job this evening. Thank you so much.
Answered, I am no.
hot furrows of death in their toiling ranks. None guarded them as they fell. There soon was horrible dying yells from heights they could not gain. To the blue-eyed girl, the words her lover had said, while mother alone is waiting her boy, only to know he is dead.
Ended 40 years ago.
Thank you so much. It's been a huge pleasure. Thank you. Too long, I do apologise, I had no idea I was having too much fun, forgive me. Thank you very much. And Jim Taylor, thank you for being here. It's been a real pleasure.